Unit 5. Why do you do that?
Lesson 17. Part 1. Dialogue.
Mick is in the garden with his mother. He has got lots of questions to ask.
What are you doing, Mum?
I'm sowing cabbages.
What's that in your hand?
Cabbage seed. You see, I put some soil in the box. Sow the seed carefully like this, and then cover it with more soil. I'll keep the box in the shade so that the sun doesn't burn the little plants.
Is that all?
No. Later, in a few weeks' time, I'll put the little plants in the earth. Then I'll water them to stop the soil getting too dry. Several weeks after that, I'll plant them in rows in the field.
Do you have to feed plants like you feed chickens? Or do they grow up by themselves?
In fact, they grow better if you feed them. When the plants are in the ground, I'll put some powder on the soil. Powder is made from fish, blood and bones. It'll make the cabbage plants grow big and strong.
Like me.
Lesson 18. Reading.
Read the passage to find the answer to this question. What has changed in the past few years?
The green hills of Tangsa. The village people of Tangsa in northern India love their forests. Trees grow thickly on all the hills around the village. Even in the village itself, young trees are growing. A few of them can be cut each year for firewood. The rest are left to grow even taller. All of this is new. In the past, there were no trees left in or around the village. People had to walk many kilometers in order to fetch wood. Trees were cut, but none were planted. When it rained, the soil was carried away down the hills and into the rivers. In 1973, some strangers arrived. They wanted to cut down a large forest in the area. The villagers did not allow them to do this. They said the forest was theirs. They knew they had to save the trees. If not, they would have no wood at all. As a result, they saved 90% of the trees in the forest. They began to understand how important the forest is. If they cut trees, they must also plant new ones. Today, there is a forest program in 70 villages in this area. Meetings are held in order to explain the program to the villagers. It is operated by the women of the area. Twice a year, large teams of women plant thousands of trees. These small trees are given to the villagers and they are free. The village women water the trees. They also make sure the cows do not knock them down or eat the leaves. Between 1975 and 1980, more than 1,200,000 trees were planted. Since then, the forests have grown. People are not allowed to cut down trees when they are still small. They are only allowed to cut down trees when they are big enough. Everyone obeys the rules. Anybody who breaks the rules is punished. So everybody now takes good care of the forests around their village. And the forests have grown larger and better.